I'd like to talk to you from the book of Mark chapter 10, the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. At the very end of the chapter, I want to talk about blind Bartimaeus, and I've been thinking about blind Bartimaeus ever since we sang Vallulia on Wednesday evening in our binder. It's a beautiful, powerful song. And I pray that we can look at this passage and learn from this. Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, Jesus, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. In our song, there's a couple of verses after this that I think appropriately continue on in the story about how blind Bartimaeus was sharing all that Jesus had done. Oh, that all the blind would see. So Jesus is coming out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. And in the Gospels, this is happening a lot. You know, when Jesus came on the scene, there was masses of crowds that were following him. And outside the city is blind Bartimaeus. And some even speculate that he was from his father Timaeus, who was also blind, which I don't necessarily read that here, but that's something I read from the commentators. So a blind man who lives by begging, sitting on the side of the highway. The couple of things that caught my eye on this passage that I want to talk about, and that is the faith of Bartimaeus and the person of Jesus. It says in verse 47, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out." In the account in Matthew, I believe, he asks, "Who is it? Who is that?" And all those people, I guess there was a hustle and a bustle. "Who is that coming by?" And they say, "It's Jesus of Nazareth." And blind Bartimaeus just starts shouting out. His job, his attempt here is to get the attention of Jesus Christ. There's a very similar passage with the woman, the woman that had the issue of blood that pushes through the crowd to touch Jesus. Both her and blind Bartimaeus are in desperate times. They have a desperate need for a savior, for a champion. And he's making a fool of himself. He's just creating all this clamor, so much that the people around him say, you know, "Cool it. You're making an awful loud ruckus." To which he, what? Cries out all the more. This is what faith does. And the other interesting thing I want to look at is who he is crying to. We'll come back to his faith later. He cries out, "Jesus, thou son of David." We live in a world, I promise you, take my word for it, if you haven't already experienced it, full of Christians who love Jesus, whoever he is. And what I mean by that is to highlight the importance of Jesus as revealed in the Word of God. Jesus as the Creator and Jesus as a person. Jesus as a person in history whose forefather was David. Turn over to 2 Samuel 7, 2 Samuel 7, 12 through 16. Who is this son of David? The son of David is this promised being. He's the Messiah. He is the one, the son of David is the one who is going to come on the scene and fulfill the promises given in the Old Testament. And there are a lot of them. This son of David, this promised son of David, this Messiah, has got a lot resting on his shoulders. People have been reading about him. They know about the son of David. They know what's promised by his coming all throughout the Old Testament. And this starts with the promise that God makes to David in 2 Samuel 7. Is where this is set up. If you remember, the king, the first king of the Israelites was Saul, and Saul had an heir to the throne. But Saul, because of his wrongdoings, because of his iniquities, forfeit his lineage to the throne. God said, the kingdom will not be established through your heir. And here in 2 Samuel 7, 12 through 16. Let me stop talking so I can actually get to the passage here. Let's just read this. Well, actually, so David says, in the context here, David is saying, I dwell in a cedar house, and the Lord dwells in a tent, in a tabernacle. And so he's discussing about building a house of the Lord. Verse 12. This is Nathan the prophet talking to David. I'll back up. And also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house, and when thy days be fulfilled, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever according to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. The son of David is going to rule, is the Messiah who has come. So, in Mark 10, blind Bartimaeus says, they say, hey, that's Jesus of Nazareth passing by. And blind Bartimaeus says, without sight, and yet he saw more than most, he says, Jesus, thou son of David. You know, this is a time when Jesus had been engaging with the Jews, and there was a big discussion over whether he was or wasn't the son of David. Because everybody knew what that meant, right? Everybody knew who the son of David was. And blind Bartimaeus says, Jesus, and you see the italics in the King James, Jesus, son of David. Blind Bartimaeus says, hey, I know who you are. You're the promised one. See, look at the promises. For example, maybe blind Bartimaeus knew about, there it is, Isaiah 35, 5. Well, this is something. Well, maybe he didn't, but this is a promise in Isaiah 35, 5. I'll back up in verse 4. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Your God will come with a vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Look at all these promises that the Son of David is going to come and do all these things, including the blind are going to see. Man, the blind were excited about the Messiah. And he cries out and says, Jesus, thou Son of David. I imagine, you know, if I can play on God's as a person, that got Jesus' attention. Thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Pretty interesting here in the next verse, and he casting away his garments, that's likely his overcoat, that's like what Ryan talked about in Hebrews 12, laying aside his weight so that he could freely move towards Jesus, or be led, perhaps. And he comes to Jesus after being called. Isn't that something? And Jesus answered and said unto him the million-dollar question, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Like if you had one wish, what would you like? You know, here he is. He's made it unto the Son of David. This man who has come, he believes, with all of these promises. And God says, what do you want? And he says, the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Now listen, already blind Bartimaeus is seeing more than most. And there's like a parallel thing going on here in this idea of sight and being able to see. There's the natural and the spiritual. And I hope you can see that here. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now I talked to Andrew, I tried to call up my pastor hotline here, even this afternoon to talk about faith, who had just hosted a weekend meeting where Isaac talked about faith. So he was really ready to give me the answer, except that he was in Mount Magazine and his reception was really bad. And I kid you not, it was literally like, yeah, so... No. And I was like, okay, but what did you say? And it happened over and over again. I even wondered, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this evening, you know. But so I'll share with you what he told me. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole, or literally has saved thee. Thy faith has saved thee. So we were talking about this. Andrew pointed out to me, faith is not found in the holder of the person who has the faith, but yet in the object of who the faith is in. How does this faith save Bartimaeus? Andrew mentioned to me from this weekend, the giver of faith is God the Father, the object of faith is Jesus, and the sustainer of faith is the Holy Spirit. Thy faith has made thee whole. Faith is a full, utter dependence on Jesus Christ and the work of the Trinity, which is exactly what blind Bartimaeus was exhibiting naturally too, right? Saying, I have to have healing. You're the only one. I'm gonna carry on and go crazy. I won't shut up until I get this healing. And that was same for the woman with the issue of blood too. She pressed through the crowd. And so his faith has made him whole. Faith is centered about the object of that faith. And so it's really all kind of the same thing, I guess, is what I'm saying. So blind Bartimaeus, I don't know if he received his faith previously or if he got it when he started carrying on. But the irony, if you will, is that blind Bartimaeus could see more than a lot of people could. You remember Jesus talks to Nicodemus. He says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And even Jesus said it would be better to enter into the kingdom half blind, like without your eye, than to enter into hell with your hands and your eyes, right? And so blind Bartimaeus has sight, clear sight through faith, and through faith Jesus gives him his natural sight. And the last thing is he receives his sight in this chapter and followed Jesus in the way. Jesus changes us so that we will be changed. And we're changed like Jesus. We're changed and we want to follow Jesus. You've heard a lot about Harris, you know, we've talked about this, about this idea of churches that are open and affirming. And so we think about this idea of you can kind of come as you are to Jesus. And that's so true. But you come as you are and you don't stay as you are. Jesus changes you, and he changes you like himself. And so you see that here in blind Bartimaeus. He receives his sight, and what? And he turns and follows after Jesus. And then our wonderful song picks up and says, friends, isn't my case amazing? And shares that with everyone and desires that all the blind naturally and also spiritually would see this wonderful Savior. This person, the lineage of David, the actual son of David, Jesus from Nazareth. So I hope that's a blessing to you.